You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is the Exploding Hearts with my favorite song of theirs from the album Guitar Romantic from 2003. The year is now 22, so 19 years ago that record came out. And sadly, just a couple months later, 19 years ago, three quarters of the band perished in a tragic van accident. Their van overturned. They were on tour. And I believe they were heading like either from Portland to Seattle to San Francisco. That was just crazy nuts. They were so young. So three of the members, they were like 20, 21, and 23. The ones who died, two died in the van, one died in the hospital, and one guy survived. One guy did survive. And I do recall playing a song of his in a subsequent band that he was in. And it was okay. But it was definitely no Exploding Hearts, for sure. They were headed home to Portland. That's right. After playing San Francisco, it was overnight. And they believe that the driver fell asleep and then lost control. A rollover accident. Just terrifying. Anyways, fun fact, I was in a band I still can't believe when I do the math. In 2015, which feels like a few years ago, but was really, at the time, like going on 7 years. I was in a band and we covered that song. Our band, myself, Sarah Lapsley, and Sarah Cordingley, were called Bindweed. B-I-N-D. Weed. Bindweed. It's an actual weed and it binds. It's actually toxic. that was a fun little band. And then I guess we played a couple shows. Yeah, we did. That was fun. Anyways, so much for that. But that was a fun song to cover. Yeah. And all right, my name is Anita B, and I'm masked up here at CITR. So if I sound muffled, that's why. That is the policy as of still. And I was watching the news tonight. Apparently, there's a big announcement coming tomorrow from Dr. Bonnie Henry and gang about, you know, new guidelines and or loosening restrictions. It sounds like we're going to be perhaps able to go mask free. Apparently, I know Alberta's dropped like all restrictions. Ontario is very soon to drop their restrictions. And apparently we're one of the last provinces in our country to be this tightly wound. No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not making any judgment call. It would be nice though. I was giving it some thought and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for it because there are still a lot of people. And I do believe our masks are quite helpful and have played an important role in this pandemic. Don't get me wrong. But I think I'm gonna be a total rebel. I can't wait. I'm just gonna walk around without a mask on. I've also been like vaxxed three times. Plus, I had the OG version of COVID, so I'm feeling pretty lucky. You know what I'm saying? And I was gonna add something. Yeah. Oh, that was the news on that. But oh man, as I was watching the news, just the horror of the bombings in the Ukraine are just making me ill. I was watching the atrocities of a maternity hospital. So like a women's hospital in, what's it called? Mariupol. I think that's it. Completely shelled. And what even? I can't even. Now, of course, Zelensky is asking, you know, the world for help, which I don't blame him. And Canada is saying, well, you know, our hands are kind of tied, due to escalation. And I can see both sides. I can, and I don't have an opinion really because these guys are the experts. I mean, I just know I want this to end. And of course, who doesn't want to help the Ukraine? I don't know. But, it's been a crazy week. I've had a crazy week. I'm just thinking about the events of this week. One of the highlights or lowlights was I think it was like a week ago. I was like taking my after school nap. You know, I'm a teacher. I come home, I take a little nap, like a 30 minute nap or so. And this banging at the door, at my front door. I'm like getting up. I'm like, ugh, I guess. Good thing I got up. And it's my neighbor who's so sweet. Thank you, Lisa. Who was like, oh my God, there's a tow truck and they're towing your car. I was like, what? I run out. And thankfully, the guy already had it on the hitch or whatever. And he was, and I was like, no. And I caught him just in time. So I paid the towing, whatever, fee. I mean, I saved money because I didn't have to go to another tow lot. I still, of course, have a ticket. And it was like, so he put it down and I got my car back. But it was like literally 2 inches toward the corner. Like, give me a break. And there is somebody on my block who has it out for me. Somebody is very vengeful and I don't know who it is or what, but my car has been called in so many times. There is a parking ticket. People are like, yeah, somebody called you in. I'm like, why? Like what? I've had notes put on my car by somebody who's like, do not park here. And meanwhile, it's like a legal spot. And, the one time I go out to my car and there's this ticket agent and he's actually measuring the distance to the corner, and I run out. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, no, you're totally fine. You're cool. I'm not giving you a ticket. But I had to come down, and I was like, did somebody call again? And he's like, yeah, we got to. And I'm like, what on earth? So whoever you are out there, like, I'm hexing you. Bad karma to you. Like, I've done nothing wrong. So I don't know. That was a bad moment. And I've had other stuff, some pivotal moments in my life, whatever. But here I am hanging out with the music. And as I like to say, music always soothes the soul. It really does. Okay. Did I tell you my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? I don't know. Anyways, I'm here until 8 with you all. So every second Wednesday, 6:30 to 8, I play what I want to play. So what do we got? Oh, now next we've got something from the band The Cribs. I really like these guys. These guys are British, and they were formed back in 2001. Oh, and there's twins, Gary and Ryan German. Oh, actually, what am I saying? There's three brothers. So twins and their younger brother. And of all people, I'm sure you all know this, Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr from the Smiths was a member of the band for a few years. So that was what sort of turned me on to the Cribs. They're still around. And we're going to hear this song of theirs. It's called Burning for No One. Burning for No One. And you can find it on their album released back in like 2015. So what? Yeah, the same year I was in that band. called For All My Sisters. For All My Sisters. Okay, here we go. This is The Cribs. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita. That's who I am. Anita B. It's been a long, long day as well. It's been a long week, a long day, but here's The Cribs. Enjoy. I think. Are they coming? Okay, of course. I've got issues. Let me try this again. All right, here, let me try it again. I can see everything's working. Uh-oh. Okay, let me try this again. There we go. Dancing on the screen, I still see you as star power you used to have. Romance, like a message from the past. Embarrassed though I am, I'll still watch you through my eyes.
Thank you.
That was Matthew Sweet from 1995. I can't believe it, with the song Sick of Myself from his album 100% Fun. I actually had that tape. I was very late to the CD game. I've always been very slow to adapt to new technology. I was like, I'm just going to stick with my tapes. All these fancy, laser discs are just really wacky. So I had that on tape. I had everything on tape. I'll never forget. I had the good old green Beastie Boys Paul's Boutique tape. Yeah, I still have them someplace. And all these cute little millennials or trilennials or whatever they're called now think that tapes are just so cute. And we actually now at the station, not actually, it's been years, the tape trend is back. Like, we have a whole wall of tapes. And I'm like, really? All right. Remember when you used to take like a pen and like rewind your tape if your car's like tape player didn't really, if it like ate the tape? I remember very clearly. Anyways, that was the days. Those were the days of Matthew Sweet, 1995. Love that song. I really like that, like, really bizarre false ending. All right, before that, we heard The Shins from around 2001 or so with the song Caring is Creepy, one of my favorite songs from O Inverted World. That's James Mercer and company out of, like, New Mexico. Yeah. And then The Cribs before that. It is 6:55, and I'm going to play us something very jaunty, something very happy. And I was just thinking about these guys, too. Like, one of my very favorite bands growing up, like, especially as a kid, I loved the Monkees. I used to watch the TV show The Monkees, like, I don't know, religiously. And I had a raging crush on Peter Tork. Peter was like, he was like such a heartthrob to me. He should be to anybody because he's a total babe. So I was all team Peter. And sadly, Peter died in 2019. But then, of course, let's not forget about Mike. Michael Nesmith, he died just recently, just the other month, like December of 2021. He really wasn't that old. He was like 78. And he died of like heart failure. You know you're getting old when you're like, oh, he really wasn't that old. He was only like 78. No, but seriously, he died of heart failure. And so there's one monkey left, one leftover. And it's the one that looks like a monkey. So mean. No, he was always the one that I was like, ew, I don't like that one. But I'm sure he's really nice. That would be Mickey Dolenz. Mickey Dolenz is still alive, born the same year as my mother, 1945. All right. Okay. So let's hear it. Let's hear some Pleasant Valley Sunday. My name is Anita B. The show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm with you all until 8. And let's be nice and pleasant, because why not? All right. Okay, hold on. Let's make sure I'm all good here. All right. I shall not screw up this time. Pretty, pretty good. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Make it hard for me to see. thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Sunday. Sunday. Charlie.
speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
That song's not supposed to be there. All right, so I screwed up. Of course I did. All right, that's all good. That right there, so love those guys. That's Pinback. They're formed in back in 98. They're like my age, so go Google them. You'll find out how old I am. Here we go. So what I'm trying to play us right now is Kurt Vile. So I'm going to be playing that, but let me just tell you what we heard. We just heard Champion Lawnmower. Oh, no, sorry. Pinback, of course. From the 2007 record, Autumn of the Seraphs. Autumn of the Seraphs. We heard Good to See. And the C is S-E-A, like water. And those guys are from San Diego. They're a trio. There you go. Okay, before that, Champion Lawnmower. They are a Vancouver band, a four-piece, fronted by Luna. Luna's awesome. She is also a teacher with the Vancouver School Board. She's super dope. And the song we heard is it's called Be My Guest off their self-titled record. Okay, what do I got next? Oh, yeah. This is what I was trying to play us. All right, I'm wanting this song. And this song is Kurt Vile. The song is Like Exploding Stones here on CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver.
Got me going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Got me going. massaging my cranium.
Hosting your own show. At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Oh, tell you, I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay, a relief back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Horses gallop through the violet door, follow red crooked courses, shadows on the moonlit floor. All my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is awesome. I really like that band. Big Thief. I mean, when I say I really like them, I like two of their songs a lot. that one included. Some of their stuff is a little bit sort of slowish for me. I'm a little bit more upbeat, but that is killer. So that's new. It's very new, too. It's off the record. Dragon New Warm Mountain. Hold on. I believe. Let me try this again. It's just like a bunch of words put together, clearly. So the name of that album that is new by Big Thief is called Dragon New Warm Mountain. I believe in you. All right. There you go. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squinch's Hideaway, and I'm with us all until 8 o'clock. And I am masked, so if I sound masked, I am. Before that, we heard something new also from Snail Mail. Beautiful. The album is Valentine, and the song we heard is Glory. What a great song. And another new song. Wow, three new songs in a row. Way to go, Anita. Kurt Vile with the song Like Exploding Stones. And that song is over 7 minutes long. And it's so funny. I love Kurt Vile. It doesn't drag. It's just his style. It's just so chill. That is Kurt Vile. Everything just rolls with that dude. That record is called Watch My Moves, and it's in brackets. And Kurt Vile is a babe, if you weren't aware. I have quite a thing for him. All right, it's 7:24. Hey, should we do some weather? I think we should. I'm going to play us some Joe Past next because we need to play some Canadian stuff. Not because. Actually, Joe Past is killer. But I've been looking at my list. I'm like, ooh, I've only played one Canadian thing, and that was Champion Lawnmower. And, you know, we have to. It's mandated by the CRTC that I play 35% Canadian music, or at least the station does. But before I go ahead and go there, let's find out what the weather in Vancouver looks like. All right. So weather Vancouver. Oh, fun fact. I'm going to Costa Rica next week. Yes, I am. Today's what? Wednesday? I leave with the kids on Tuesday. But the way it works out with the flights and like getting there is actually quite long. So we leave on Tuesday. We don't get to our hotel till Wednesday. And then we're at our hotel for 7 nights. And then it takes us like a whole day to come back. We'll be gone for 9 days, but 7 nights in Costa Rica. Flying into a place called Liberia. So when I was booking it, I was like, Liberia? I was like, I'm not going to Africa. What is going on? And then I had to really check the fine print. I was like, oh, there is a city in Costa Rica called Liberia. And we're staying on the Pacific coast, if you'd like to stalk me. So come on down. I won't tell you which hotel, but because, you know, I'm very popular. So that's next week. Oh, but let's find out what weather is like until I leave. Because I don't care what it's like when I'm gone. But I do care about skiing. That's my jam, man. So I've got no kids this weekend, starting Friday. So I think I'm going to ski Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Monday because it's spring break for me. I'm a teacher. I've got 2 weeks off and then I leave on Tuesday. So we'll just see. Yeah. Let's find out, folks. Let's hope the weather has good stuff in store. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. So tomorrow's Thursday. We have a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 7 and an overnight low of 2. Friday is light rain and 8. And then we head into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, highs of 6 and 10 with rain. Ooh, that could bode well for me because I'm going up in higher elevations, which could mean snow. And the beauty about this, too, is that all these overnight lows are not going. So it's like not even hitting 0. So 2, 4, 4, and 6, which is good because if you're aware of snow and weather and climate, you know that it's now we're into spring skiing season, which means everything is slushy, which is fine. It's nice and soft. It's except when you get that beautiful, soft, slushy stuff overnight and it freezes, you get an ice rink and it is ugly. So hopefully, fingers crossed, overnight it doesn't get too cold so it can remain kind of smushy and nice. I would like that. Yeah, because I was looking at some reports on Cyprus today and apparently it was pretty icy. Because it has been pretty cold at night here. So there you go. Okay. I think I've given us the weather. What do we got next? Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Joe Past. Sorry. I'm going on a tangent here. All right. Let's hear some Joe Past. We're going to hear this song. Do I have it ready to go? Oh, it is. Hold on a second here. No, I don't have it ready to go. RIP. R.I.P. Yeah, let's listen to this song. R.I.P. Which of course stands for rest in peace. And hey, it's Joe Past. I think he's still alive though. So anyways, let's make sure I've got this all set up properly. No, see, I knew that would happen. Okay, just give me one sec here. I got so excited about my potential skiing bonanza that, you know. Okay, this again is Joe Past from the record called MDM. That's the record. It was released back in 2018. Joe Past is from Vancouver. So this counts as Canadian. And it's so awesome. So enjoy. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. drifting into the ground, an incoming tide, so fierce you can't hide. Takes you until you drown. Sinking feeling.
feel like Top Gun. Where you drop from? You supposed to love me? Who you get your ends from? Damn, you so fancy. Them bed sheets like satin, so smashing. Wanna wake up in bed style like Aladdin. Got a whole world I can show you if we end up.
Shoes too deep.
You're listening to CITR? Yes, you are. All right. That song ended abruptly for me. Let me just do something here quickly. Okay. Good. All right. That was Binky. I really, really like Binky. The song we heard is Invisible Fence from the new record Motor Function. Binky is a dude. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's American. I believe Binky is from, just want to make sure I got this correct. I believe Binky is from, like, I'm going to say North Carolina. Let's just see how wrong I am. Binky, Wikipedia. Let's take a look here. I like to test myself. Oh, no, he's from Pennsylvania. Is it Pennsylvania? No, I was right. Boom. 10 facts about Binky. He's young. That's one thing for sure. He is in his 20s. We don't know exactly how old. I found 10 facts about Binky here. He was born in North Carolina and has spent most of his life there. He has kept his love life secret, as he hasn't spoken anything about his relationship status until now. Well, I don't know anything about it. So I do follow him on Instagram. He really doesn't say too much or reveal too much. I don't really care if he's single or not. I don't know. There you go. That's my deal. That he's from North Carolina. And I love Binky. So awesome. All right. Before that, we heard something from Drums. The Drums? They're out of New York City. We heard Let's Go Surfing. The title track off the record, of course, called Let's Go Surfing. And then Waves in there before that. Love, love, love that song, Sinking Feeling. The lead singer of Waves is a total babe as well. Tonight I'm just playing cute boy rock. And I forget his name. Oh, I should know it. He's short, but he's cute. They're from San Diego, Waves. That album is new. It's called Hideaway. All right, what do we got now? We've got some Biba Doobie. I like her. She's awesome. I'm trying to play some newer music as of late. The time is 7:44, so we have another 16 minutes. Let's hear this. Let's make sure I've got it all set up. And this is from the album Our Extended Play. And if you don't know, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And we're going to hear the song Last Day on Earth from Biba Doobie. She is from England, I do believe. All right, so let's hit it. Let's not hear that. Uh-oh. Let's not hear that. All right. Okay. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
That was awesome. That was the John Spencer Blues Explosion with the song Bell Bottoms from the, I'm going to say 98 record, Orange. Loved that record. Still do. So good. Yes, you cannot go wrong with that. All right. Before that, of course, we heard Biba Doobie, Binky, and the time is 7:54. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is coming to a close in 6 minutes. I bid you all adieu. Love, Anita. I'm going to leave us with a song from this Washington band, The Makers, who I did get the opportunity to see way back when at the Crocodile in Seattle. And they put on such a good show. I just was blown away. The lead singer of The Makers. And this band, I'm sure, is not around. I don't think they are. But the lead singer was like a cross between Prince and I don't know, some glam rock like god. He was just all feathery and boa like, but they played like full-on garage rock, and they're on Estrus Records. This album, actually called Psychopathia Sexualis, which in my opinion is a classic, was released on Estrus Records. Love that label. And we're gonna hear Are You on the Inside or the Outside of Your Pants. So great. You're going to want to dance. Trust me on this. All right. Let's make sure I got this all set up. And it looks like I do. Oh, all right. Cool. I'll see you all in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll be tanned. I don't know. I'll be back from Costa Rica. Hopefully that all goes well. Let's hope I'll be back. All right. So I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. I love you all. This is Anita B saying keep on rocking in the free world. I don't know. This is The Makers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Just somebody I could fuck with, yes. Someone that is worth it, someone I could please, someone on my team, yeah. Someone I can see, someone that is real. That love, the one that feels good to your soul, the one I used to see on them shows. That love, the one that feels like you're at home, the one that got you sleeping on the phone. That feels good to your soul, the one I used to see on them shows. That love, the one that feels like you're at home, the one that got you sleeping on the phone.
You know that love, that.